Have you ever seen a ghost? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Frank McAndrew, Cornelia H. Dudley Professor of Psychology at Knox College, explores why some people do and some do not.
If you've ever seen a ghost, you have something in common with 18% of Americans. But why do some people see ghosts while others never do? The first prerequisite is believing that ghosts exist. Perceptions are driven by our expectations and beliefs, especially when sensory information is sketchy. So believers in ghosts may interpret cold spots and creaky sounds in an old house as the work of sinister paranormal forces. Unbelievers likely seek more mundane explanations. Intuitive individuals, who draw conclusions quickly by trusting their feelings and instincts, endorse paranormal beliefs more frequently than do more analytic thinkers. Extroverted sensation seekers and individuals who are uncomfortable with uncertainty are also susceptible to paranormal beliefs. Religion's talent for easing our anxiety about death may have the perverse effect of putting us on edge about ghosts and other supernatural beings while we are alive. This, however, may depend upon how religious you actually are. Those who describe themselves as believers, but who don't attend church regularly, are twice as likely to believe in ghosts than non-believers or the deeply devout. With most religions populated by an impressive collection of gods, demons, spirits, and angels, your religious faith determines whom you think you're meeting and whether the visitor from the spirit world is a welcome or unwelcome guest. Seeing ghosts is sometimes rooted in brain chemistry. Experimental work by neuroscientists reveals that a disruption of communication between different lobes of the brain may be responsible for the ghostly hallucinations of Parkinson's disease patients. And these researchers have successfully triggered experiences of apparitions by stimulating the relevant brain regions.
That was Frank McAndrew of Knox College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.